Hey, this is Cindy, and I wanted to give you another preview of what's happening backstage, which is a place where you can check out all sorts of bonus content from Basic Folk. You gain access to Backstage if you make a small contribution to the podcast, which helps with our operating costs. Join by going to basicfolk.com/donate. We wanted to give you a preview of what's happening backstage this month in hopes that you will join us. This week, we are getting into an interview from 2013 that I conducted with my favorite person to talk to on planet Earth, KT Tunstall at WYEP, about her amazing album, Invisible Empire Crescent Moon. Now, you said there was some kind of weird voodoo stuff going on with the songs when you wrote them. Can you explain what you mean?
Yeah, I made the record with Hal Gelb, who is the front man of Giant Sand, a really brilliant maverick punk spirit. And we talked about this a bit, and the fact that songwriting can be quite a kind of alchemical thing, where often you'll write a song and you have no idea what it's about, and then you find out a few weeks later. And it's almost like your subconscious is way ahead of your conscious mind and is more aware of the things that are happening in your life and what they may have than your waking conscious brain is ever aware of. And, I mean, Invisible Empire, the first track on the record, is a really good example, where I was writing about a very small specific situation in life. And 3 months later, that song was about my whole life. And everything made sense. And lyrics that I hadn't meant to mean certain things suddenly fell into place. And then another song, Carried, was, I was sort of musing on the idea of death and mortality, and I thought about how where you die is very seldomly where you'll end up resting. Someone has to do that final journey for you, to take you somewhere you want to be or somewhere they want you to be. And then a few months later, I was literally carrying my dad from one city to another, and it was very strange, but these songs were becoming much more than they had been.
You recorded Invisible Empire Crescent Moon in Tucson, Arizona. Can you talk about how the landscape affected the album?
Absolutely. I think that it's definitely by degrees, depending on where you are. And for example, the last album I recorded in Berlin, and that certainly did have an effect being in Berlin. I was really excited about making an electronic album, and it's the home of electronica. But the desert, especially in Arizona, the Sonoran Desert, is a very powerful place. And a lot of people had said that before I went there. They said, you know, it's really going to have an effect on you. And I think I've always believed that natural landscape is a great mirror for a kind of more meditative, reflective state of mind comparing yourself to a landscape is a pretty healthy thing to do, rather than just other people all the time. And so it was for sure a big factor of the record, and certainly all the guys who played on it live in that landscape, so it seeped into their playing as well.
If you want to hear what happens next, become a supporter of Basic Folk at basicfolk.com/donate and gain access to Backstage. This episode was produced by Ian Fox, and thanks to WYEP for use of the KT Tunstall interview. We'll be back with a full episode next Thursday. See you then. You can check out all the episodes where you get podcasts or at basicfolk.com. Bye.